mics on, everybody.
7 o'clock, I'd like to call this meeting of the Summit Hill School Board to order. If you'd all please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Can we have a roll call, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Martin.
Here.
Mr. Leonard.
Here.
Mrs. Martin.
Here.
Mr. Faber here. Mrs. Borgens.
Here.
Mr. Marin.
Here.
Ms. Murphy is out with notice.
Thank you very much. We are going to jump into agenda item 3, information and proposals. We'll start with recognition, and I will turn it over to Mrs. Raines.
Thank you. At this time, we're going to recognize Shirley Perko from Town Center Bank for her another generous donation of school supplies for our kids in need. This is the fourth year or the fifth year that you've been providing supplies for our kids, and they are so thrilled with the backpacks and all the goodies inside. So thank you. On behalf of the board, may I present you the certificate?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you,
very
thank
much.
You so much.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Would you like to say something, Shirley?
We're just a small town bank. Mm-hmm. We're locally owned in the community, and we're literally just right up the street from this neighborhood, and we just recognize the need that some families have for the school supplies, and then it also helps out the teachers too, that they're not using their own income or resources for it. So we're just happy to help out the community.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. And moving on to Freedom of Information Act requests.
We did have one FOIA request from Katie Smizer, NBC Chicago, and it was completed in the appropriate time frame.
Thank you very much. Any public comments? No public comments. Letters and communications, those are in the back of your board book. One thing that you will see is included. You received it via email, and there's also a hard copy at your seat. There is a letter from Baker Tilly, which is our accounting firm. This is a new requirement under the audit standards that they supply us with this letter, being the governing board. If you could do me a favor, read through this letter at your convenience. If you have any questions for the accounting firm, you can send them to me prior to next Wednesday. Mr. Faber had one comment asking about them checking our new structure, because we changed our structure in our accounting department, and asking them to include a statement about that. He's going to send that to me. I'll collect any other questions. I'll send them over to the partner. When we get a reply back, I'll share that with everyone then. So again, by next Wednesday, if you have any questions related to that. Again, otherwise, letters and communications are in the back of your board book. That takes us down to the consent agenda, and that is on page 14 of your board book. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve the items on the consent agenda for this meeting as presented, including 4A1A regular session meeting minutes of August 8th, 2018, 4A1B closed session meeting minutes of August 8th, 2019, that should be 2018, 4A1C unit district committee meeting minutes of August 15th, 2018, 4A2 approval of the July treasurer's report and financial report, 4A3, approval of the bills list of August 22nd, 2018. 4A4, resignation of staff, including Kim Curran, clerk, effective August 9th, 2018. Kevin Rakitis, building tech, effective August 17th, 2018. Ramona Jansons, lunchroom supervisor, effective August 15th, 2018. Deborah Way, Learning Center aide, effective August 15th, 2018, and Pamela Tucker, paraprofessional, effective August 15th, 2018. We have no family medical leave at this time. 4A6, approval of employment of staff, including Mary Petrozzoli, FLMA teacher at Arbury Hills School, Christy Maychek, FLMA teacher at Summit Hill Junior High School, Stephanie Struner, paraprofessional at Arbury Hills School, Melanie Graff, paraprofessional at Arbury Hills School, Abigail Hartley, operations department clerk at Mary Drew Administrative Center, Anastasia Killis, clerk at Dr. Julian Rogus, Catherine Gina, lunchroom supervisor at Frankfurt Square School, Christina Marks, lunchroom supervisor at Frankfurt Square School. Kristen Glasgow, clerk at Summit Hill Junior High. Rita Usher, paraprofessional at Summit Hill Junior High School. 4A7, the approval of memorandum of agreement. And 4A8, approval of memorandum of understanding.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and second. Are there any questions or comments? At this time, I do have something that I'd like to discuss, but I'd like to do it in closed. So I would like to, I'll make the motion that we go into closed session according to 5 ILCS 120/2C1 to consider the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of a specific employee of the district or legal counsel for the district, including hearing testimony on a complaint lodged against an employee of the district or legal counsel for the district to determine its validity, and according to 5 ILCS 120/2C2 for the purpose of collective bargaining negotiation matters between the district and its employees or their representatives, or deliberations concerning salary schedules for one or more classes of employees.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Can we have a roll call, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mrs. Martin?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye. The motion carries. We're actually going to duck out into closed session, and then we'll come back in here when we return to open. Thank you. All right, 7:36, and we are back in open session. We have the consent agenda. Motion's been made and seconded. At this time, I'm going to ask that we remove item number 7 from the consent agenda, the approval of memorandum of agreement. Other than that, we'll leave the rest. That doesn't require a motion because it's a consent agenda, so we can just, any board member can ask that something be removed. Any questions or comments on the remaining consent agenda? Mm-mm. Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mrs. Martin?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye. And the motion carries. Normally, we would now do a separate motion for the approval of memorandum of agreement, but at this time, I am going to, unless there's an objection, table that to the second meeting in September. So that is tabled. We will revisit that in our second meeting in September. All right, moving on, old business. This is on page 73 of your board book, the 843 budget. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve the Lincoln Way Area Special Education Joint Agreement District 843 2018-2019 budget as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? This budget was presented to the board at our last regular meeting. Hearing nothing, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mrs. Martin?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Present. And the motion carries. Moving on to new business, we only have one item here. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve the paraprofessional handbook as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or comments?
I loved some of the wording of it. Really, the positive comments.
Absolutely.
I love them.
Anything else? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mrs. Martin?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye. And the motion carries. And that takes us to superintendent and staff reports. Mrs. Rains.
Okay, I need to get creative here. Thank you. All right. Today was the first day of the school year, and it was so exciting. And so we captured a little bit of it in pictures for you. And please sit back and enjoy. This was probably one of the smoothest, most awesome days that we've had in many a year. And here we go. Pictures, we had to loop it a little bit with the music.
Set off your iPod.
One thing that you saw throughout, everybody smiling.
Yep.
It was just such an exciting start to the school year. It was the best. It was like no other, and we have people in the audience to thank for it. So thank you to all of the administrators who are here and who helped. Doug was jumping to bus to bus to make sure that everything was running smoothly. John and Leslie and myself, we were in all the buildings, and one of the teachers who travels, he goes, "I just saw you." I go, "Yeah, I just can't get enough of this." It was just such a great day. I don't know how much better it could possibly get. Any of the issues we had were minor, nothing out of the ordinary. You know, it's easy to get the kids picked up and brought to school, but when you put a first grader in a big bus, they can't find their house when it's the right stop. And so that we ran into that a little bit today. But other than that, just can't get any better. So we're looking forward to a wonderful day two tomorrow. So I just wanted to share with you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I really wanted to see Mr. Bradley with his backpack on with all the new kindergartners. Everybody new to the building get in line, so very nice. Thank you very much.
She's working on that picture. You know, I did see Colin over in the lunchroom, and a little girl raised her hand, and she said, "I didn't get my milk." And so Colin got her chocolate milk for her, and she was just all smiles. It was just great. This whole start of the school year was great.
Doesn't take much at that age.
Cole told me he saw the new principal today.
Uh-oh.
He knows who you are. Good luck with that.
I'll move into the enrollment report. Again, we've got great news here. We have 244 regular ed and 8 special ed for a total of 252 kindergartners this school year. So I did a little research because the number was quite high as compared to what we were used to. And in 17-18, we had a total of 219. So we're up basically 30 kindergartners. But then when you go to 16-17, we had 248, so we're a little shy of that. But the rebound seems to be there. And right now, as of today, we're in guidelines at all of our grade levels in all of our buildings. But we are, of course, monitoring our K numbers. And, you know, should we not have enough seats, so to speak, you know, based on the guidelines, we certainly have a plan in place to take care of that. Mm-hmm. So that is the enrollment report. I think we move next to a recap of the 17-18 budget as well as the tentative budget presentation. You have the information in your board book. Doug, do you have a few sentences or anything you want to highlight? Oh, sure.
For the recap of the 17-18 budget, the surpluses are going to be larger than we projected, so we just wanted to give you a recap of the education fund, the operations and maintenance fund, and the transportation fund, and the reasons why they're going to be larger than anticipated. So that was what that was all about. Are there any questions on that? No. The tentative budget. There have been some changes since the preliminary budget. Basically, we updated the federal grant amounts with the amount of carryover we expect to receive. We fixed some of the insurance coverages for people and how we were projecting those. Those are the major changes between the two. And just as a reminder, the tentative budget will go on display tomorrow. The notice in the paper, I believe, is going tomorrow. And then it'll be on display for 30 days, actually more than 30 days, before the approval at the September 26th. Board meeting. We'll have the budget hearing and then the approval at that meeting. So,
any questions from anyone?
When do we get the audited results?
So the audit, that will, they're coming out to do the field work the week of Labor Day and the week after. Mm-hmm. And then there'll be a presentation, I believe, at the first October board meeting. We might have a draft by the second September meeting. That's possible.
Okay.
It's pretty fast, if we have that, we can.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's pretty quick,
fast, though. Even for a draft.
Yeah. I guess I might, but.
New auditor, probably not.
Yeah.
And then, were you able to find anything out about the prepayment?
I've not been able to ascertain that number yet.
Okay.
Place a call to the treasurer to see if they can give us some information on that. But yeah, that is definitely
next year's property tax.
So,
yes.
Right. Okay. The change in the federal tax code incented people to prepay their taxes because state operates on a cash basis. They would have paid that through to us.
Right.
But we don't operate on a cash basis anymore. We operate on an accrual basis. So we should be showing an asset that we would carry then to collect the cash in 2018-19 instead of where we did collect it. So some of that surplus that you're seeing could
probably
go away as it gets brought forward in the audit adjustments.
Right, because we're recognizing revenue for next year,
right,
for now.
Yep.
Just need to subtract it from there and move it over to the now and recognize it then at
right.
the time. I'm still calculating that accrual, the audit accruals. Most of them are done, the property tax and the state and federal aid. I'm still kind of working on, kind of waiting, but
okay.
for the most part, they're done.
Thank you. Anybody else?
No. Thank you, Doug. The rest of the report actually covers or expands our summer. We were very, very busy this summer with programs for kids. We had the Summer Bridge Program, the Summer STEM Camp, ESY, and I will ask John or Leslie, whichever, to share just a few highlights from those camps. They were very well received, and it was really, really neat to hear the kids. In Mary Drew, we opened the doors and got to welcome them during the day. That's always a highlight of the summer.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
90% of our parents, you know, strongly agreed that it was very successful for their children. A couple of them wish it was longer, but, you know, we do have to give our staff some summer break. So, but overall, you know, 100% of the staff was very happy and felt that it was a positive feedback. We actually did have an increase of students this year. We had 99 students participate.
Last
year we had about 85 students, so it's a very successful program, and it was our fourth year doing it here in the district. So,
great.
So Leslie's program is the extended school year program for IEP students, and then following her program, I run the Summer Bridge program, which is for RTI intervention groups. So we had about 49 students participate, and that's based on their STAR scores we used last year. Some are for reading, math, or both. And we also brought back the English language program this summer. Due to comments from teachers, they wished, of course, there was more time. We added an extra half hour this year over last year, which they certainly appreciated. A few positive comments from parents. I thought it was a great program. My daughter actually was excited to start school this year. My son was so excited to read at home after his class. This never happened.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And then we did these summer STEM camps. We had about 25 teachers or so say they would be interested, and then when we locked in the actual dates and times, it conflicted with many schedules. So we ended up with 4 teachers that ran double camps. So they did a kind of a morning session and an afternoon session back to back. We had a lot of fun. 115 students participated, and we offered in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. We offered summer scientists, gravity-powered cruisers, junk box wars, and chess skills. All the students seemed to enjoy coming every day. That was one student, unrelated to science, said, "Where do your kids go?" He thought it was the principal of this community group. "Where do your kids go?" I said, "My kids, like my own kids, or what?" He said, "No, the kids that go to the school." I said, "You're my kids." So that was fun. But they had a great time engaged in science activities.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Not only did we do programming, there's a lot of summer work that was completed with buildings and grounds. And on page 120 in your board book, it's listed out per school some of the highlights. At the junior high, we had electrical work, LED lighting, Walker, the boiler project, Rogus, the new chillers, Trails Roof, Arbory, furnace cleaning and repairs, and duct cleaning completed. Frankfurt Square, we had fascia project. The school looks like it's brand new with the new fascia. And then at Mary Drew Administrative Center, there was a chiller that was installed. So a lot of work was done. We had a lot of comments from parents who brought their kids. The inside and the outside of the buildings looked outstanding. That was the comment. So very happy with all of our summer projects, all came to fruition, and looking forward to even more projects being completed throughout the school year. And then finally, last but not least, our building operations reports are in board book on starting on page 121, and these are again standing item, and I would like to keep you informed in real time of the progress being made. And that would conclude my report.
Very good. Thank you. I, under this agenda item, had the closed session, and we have already done that, so we'll move on to board member reports. The only report we have is from the Union District Committee. Just to give everyone an update, we had someone come in from the State School Board, and they gave us a presentation on what the process would be if we chose to move forward. They detailed that out, and our next committee meeting, we're going to talk about how we're going to propose to move forward. And coming out of that, there will be possibly an external communication, which we'll be bringing to the full board for approval, or a possible request for funding that we'll bring forward to the full board. But that'll come out of the State School Board presentation that was done. And that presentation, I believe, is available online. We had a number of people in attendance. We gave paper copies to everyone who was there, but it was a fairly succinct PowerPoint that the state provided. So if you'd like to take a look at that, I'd invite you to do so.
So when is the next meeting?
Our next committee meeting is the Wednesday between our two September meetings. Yeah, so
third Wednesday, whatever that is.
Yes.
Like the 19th or something.
Yeah. We've got that three Wednesdays in a row, but it'll be right between our two regular meetings.
Yes,
19th. Is that right, the 19th?
Let's see.
All right.
Would be September. Yes.
Yeah,
19th.
Well,
yes, 19th.
All right. Moving forward, public comments. No public comments. That takes us to future meeting dates. We've got September 12th, 2018, September 26th, 2018, and October 10th, 2018, all here at the Mary Drew Administrative Center, all at 7 p.m. Those are our regular meetings. We may have a special meeting next week to take care of very few administrative items that would be announced that will be on the website, but there's no real activity. It would be a consent agenda and would be done. That would be on the website if there is a need for it, so check the website. Unless anyone has anything else, can I have a motion that we adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor acknowledge by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.